Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
There wouldn't be any, like, paper towels or napkins over there by you, would there?
We ever have that in this room?
No.
There's a lot in here.
I don't need this sweatshirt. You need a sleeve, maybe?
I'll use my own before I ask for yours.
Okay.
Just a little water spill a minute ago. Not even a minute. Seconds ago. Within reach is the history of the reverse AFC power rankings if I had no other option. And it was like dangerous here, something hot coffee or something like that.
I appreciate the drama for the radio, but like...
How about the NFC one?
There's like coffee cups and your personal laptop, not to mention the company computer in between this minor water spill.
How about these wipes? Will these work?
Wow, that sounds exactly like wipes. Your sound effects naturally just
well,
coming
that
out
wasn't
of you
me.
In the last couple days.
That wasn't me.
I know, but still, like, you're creating it. Like, I think everybody knew what that sound was.
These are here for COVID, probably?
Sure.
Like,
yeah,
are we supposed to be wiping this down every day?
Sure.
No. Really?
I have no idea.
Well, that worked. That
I
was
no idea about anything. Anymore.
The paper towels in the building, I think, are made from water because you can't. They don't actually soak up water.
Absorb much of anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. Another day closer to the wild card and the playoffs. Thinking for me, like, this is challenging this week. Most of the season, ideas just like they just come.
Mm-hmm.
It's the standings. It's the one seed. It's other teams. You know, a lot of the topics are about other teams. You at your own peril, can talk about Baltimore and Kansas City or even NFC teams this week, but I kind of wouldn't. I'd turn that off, I think, if I were like P1 Bills fan. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the idea of...
No, you gotta... Like, you do... Yeah, I mean, we have our fun with the 1 week at a time, and I don't even know who next week is and all that when players say it. But I'm inclined to agree with you. I don't think an audience, however optimistic... I'm relatively optimistic about the game. But I also don't think I want to be heard just talking about how they match up with Baltimore or Kansas City.
I know.
Right now. I just don't think. And so, yeah, when the playoff field is set, Yes, great, you're in the playoffs, but you lose all the speculating about what's going to happen and who's going to end up where and what should we be rooting for and all that. Like, that's all gone. And so, you know, that's how you often, I think, well, I don't know about often, in years past, many years past, like, you know, you'd get really down into, like, well, this guy, you know, he's got this many sacks and this guy, whatever, on the opponent, because there's just more time to spend on the opponent. Because, yeah, everything else, I mean, sure, we're interested in what Pittsburgh and Baltimore do on Saturday night, of course, and even Houston and the Chargers on Saturday afternoon. But it's really just about handling your business, moving on. And I mean, I'm at a railroad crime. I'm speeding. I think I can beat the train.
Uh-oh, not again. not again. What country are we in? Are these kilometers? How fast are we going?
Well, I can't get all the way there.
I am thinking about Bills Ravens constantly. Though, that's the dilemma I have, is I'm thinking about it, and usually, I think you're the same, what works in here is to talk about what you're thinking about. But right. I'm not sure I want to do that.
I don't think that's the right
call. Last night, as you know, I'm always working. So last night, watching Ship Chasing, at one point, I'm, you know, because they're trying to figure out fantasy lineups and builds and who's going to play whom and all that stuff, which I love. And, you know, Buffalo, Baltimore, arguably the key to the tournament in these fantasy playoff things this year is Allen or Jackson. Which one is going to play more than two games?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could either play, also each play one. But, you know, assuming they meet,
right.
All the speculation in this world is based on the assumption that the Bills and Ravens will both win. And that's just a little uncomfortable. But at one point last night, watching them, I made a note, would it be like a given that Ravens-Bills would be a night game? Like, I wrote that down. I thought that was like an interesting thought. Mm-hmm. And then I don't want to talk about that yet.
No, I know. And by the time it's appropriate to talk about it, we'll know if it's a night game or not, probably, right?
Like, well, the Bills game is the third and final AFC playoff game of the weekend. So they'll know, not when necessarily, probably not right away, but if they beat Denver,
right,
they'll know immediately whether they're playing Baltimore, the Chargers, or the Texans. That's all that can happen. They can't play Pittsburgh in the second round. Two can't play six in the second round. If Pittsburgh wins, they go to – if the Bills win and Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh goes to Kansas City, and the Bills get the other game. Tell me what you want on Saturday between these – I think I know the answer, but between these two possibilities – the Steelers win in Baltimore, and I don't know, like, whatever you want from the other game, meaning that Pittsburgh goes to Kansas City in round two.
So I'm getting the winner of the Chargers-Texans game.
Yes. Or, I can't make this close. Baltimore wins, but the Chargers win. I ask it sort of, it's a little closer for me because I think the Chargers are dangerous going to Kansas City. It's a scenario where you're choosing between the Ravens getting bounced, which I think you would pick, and maybe anybody would pick, versus a Kansas City matchup that feels like
it's not a blowout, because I agree. I think it makes sense. Division game, Chargers, Chiefs. Like, I really don't give the Steelers any chance at all of going to Kansas City and winning if they upset Baltimore. It's hard for me to really see that happening. Despite how I've talked about Kansas City most of the year, it's funny. Like, I went away, I would think I was last in here for a regular show before a break. I've been back for a few shows now, but like the 20th of December, and I still sort of felt like, well, the Chiefs, they look like they could lose their first playoff game. And the last games they played since then, throwing away this past Sunday against Denver when they played backups, I thought they don't look like that so much anymore. They're rounding into form. So with that said, because I think a month ago I might have thought anybody could go in there and give them a game. And I have a hard time. The state Pittsburgh's in, I think even if they beat Baltimore, it won't be a game where you come out of it going, okay, sure, they can go put up 30 in Kansas City or something. I think they'll win a slugfest if they beat Baltimore and can just drag them down into that kind of a game. So it's really about, like, what do you like? Obviously, I like Baltimore getting knocked out. I think anyone would like that. And then you're left to, like, hope the other stuff would go your way. Like, the alternative to that, if they get through and Pittsburgh doesn't go to Kansas City, is rooting for the winner of L.A. Houston to be able to beat the Chiefs.
I feel the same way about Houston that I feel about Pittsburgh.
Right. I don't think they have any chance in that game. The Chargers, I think, have a chance, but still, like, I think the first opportunity I've got to weaken the pool, I want to weaken the pool. That might be short-sighted, but I don't have as hard a game the second week, the divisional round, if Baltimore gets knocked out. Yes, the Chiefs are probably still standing there, and, you know, the chances of them still standing there, if Baltimore beats Pittsburgh and they get the Chargers, still pretty good. Like, I doubt I'm going to be able to duck both of these teams. So I think I'd be rooting for just – I think it's more likely Pittsburgh beats Baltimore than the Chargers beat the Chiefs, I guess I would say. So I'm kind of rooting for that. Get Baltimore out of my hair. I don't have to deal with them in week two if it comes to that. I think that's better.
You're saying you think it's more likely Pittsburgh wins – Saturday than the Chargers would beat Kansas City?
I think so.
Oh, wow. I don't. I mean, that's – what is the Baltimore line? 10? And Chargers and Chiefs would never be 10.
No, that's right.
It might be like five. Right?
Yeah. But I just – really, I'm rushing that. It's more just first chance I've got to weaken the pool, I want to weaken the pool.
Because if you could only play one of the Ravens or the Chiefs, you'd pick the Ravens, right? Because it's here.
I think so.
Is that maybe close?
It might be.
Say it is Baltimore and L.A. this weekend, and then L.A. beats Kansas City. That would be that scenario. You're only playing one or the other.
Right.
Playing both is out there.
Yeah.
It might even be the likeliest outcome here. It has to be.
I think it is. They're both going to be favored in those games. So yeah, if it gets there, like that's why I'm sort of just thinking, as cool as it would be to see the Chiefs get the tougher matchup there, which the Chargers absolutely are of the three possibilities, I still would just. Path of least resistance immediately is I don't have to deal with Baltimore in the divisional round. Great.
Yeah, that's right. 803-0550. When I think about a run here, which at least, because we're already doing the thing, we're already talking about next week, and that was the point was to try to avoid that.
That entire conversation was
not about Denver.
Was entirely about that.
Yeah. Right. But when I think about the Bills making the run, like making the Super Bowl at least. Which even that, if they were to lose the Super Bowl, I don't know what we do with it. But that would be great, you know, I'm not sure how I want to put it. It's not the goal. But four more games, right? When I think about that possibility, because now, like...
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We might be going. We're starting to plan. I've got the February fixed draft that we have every year, and we can't have it the night before the Super Bowl if the Bills are in it, because some of us will be there and all these kinds of, it's like a month from tomorrow. I think it's real. I have to say, when I think about the Bills' chances of doing this, it's almost entirely about Allen just being undeniable, right? Because I think that's how it has to happen, you know, which it could. I mean, that he's capable and that's possible. But I don't see a Super Bowl here for a team that just gets pretty good out of Josh Allen, that isn't really scoring, that is running on first down, that needs to take the ball away to stop you. These kinds of things, I just think they're not on that kind of level. Now, what is that to say? Is that the Chiefs too? It might be the Chiefs, too. The Chiefs have had a better you know, in the playoffs too. Defensively, you might like them more. But they don't have to play as many games, you know, and they don't have to leave Kansas City. So that's a little shorter. And the Baltimore thing, I'm dubious. As good as we know they are, I'm still dubious with their having to win here and in Kansas City. Good luck, you know, right. And beat the Steelers, who've been a nemesis for them in the first place. They could do it with Kyle Hamilton. They could do it with Derrick Henry. But it probably has to be Lamar, right? So I'm not sure what it really is saying in the Detroit for me is not that team. That's and they also have to they get to play one fewer game. But that's not. Would you say this? Detroit going to the Super Bowl? Well, Jared Goff, it better be amazing. I don't know. Like maybe he can be just good. And Jahmyr Gibbs is great, and the defense is good enough. And again, the bye. So that
the bye is such a big part of it.
I admit that it's like the obviously it's not the most confident take in the Bills, right? They might need one of these upsets so that they get two home. Well, they'll have two home games anyway, but that Houston is the second one or something like that,
right?
Or even three if Kansas City loses, you could get that. You could get that lucky, but I think Allen is going to pick them up and take them above the Broncos, maybe easily above the Ravens because it's his year, and above the Chiefs because that they're due to win there in the play. All of that. That's how they do it. Can they do it without that?
I highly doubt it. I really do. I think he's going to have to be really good. Great, even. One of the reasons I feel, certainly rolling into Sunday, and even moving forward, I mean, we'll see how the matchups shake out and who you end up actually having to deal with here, but I buy the idea. I think the performance this year tells you. He's at a very different place, I think. I trust him now. It doesn't say you didn't trust him, but there was an element that was, you know, depending on your perspective in the moment, could be anywhere from concerning to terrifying about him going too fast and just getting really wound up and trying to do too much. And, like, look, it's not like it's been forever since we've seen that happen. It happened last year in the opener. But I can't think of another example since then where I've been watching him and just thought, dude, what are you doing? You know, like what whether they win or lose, or it's a good play or a bad play, there's a certain look to like the plays that he tries that are just like and I think there's a calmness. Experience brings that, and I trust him in a way that I didn't trust him, I would say, 3 years ago, 2 years ago even. I just think there's a maturity level there that, you know, you can't get, you know, you just can't walk through the door with it.
Well, what's interesting, and I'm not disagreeing with you by this, but this is where it all comes down to this. And there's, like I would know, but isn't there probably sort of a balance for a quarterback, especially a quarterback like him, where maybe he's adjusted, he's recalibrated this year so as to not take certain chances, but you're allowed to when you win the division by five games and you're playing the Colts. Like, I think there's the regular season mode where, I mean, it's like Aaron Rodgers a little bit in some of his best years would just not throw interceptions, like would not turn the ball over. And he won MVPs that way. And the Packers got one seeds that way. Possibly in the playoffs, he needed to ramp that up and didn't or couldn't. And that's what you've got. You've got closer games against better teams that Allen might, who knows, instinct. I mean, he might need to take chances. He probably will need to take chances that, if I'm not oversimplifying it, he sort of learned not to take, that he hasn't needed to take. But even Denver could be that team, I think. You know, it's a challenge.
Yep. I'm going a long way to just say it feels, what does this to even say? It feels like it's time for him. You know, like I think it's hard to be, like saying something like that about a guy that you're, I mean, we're not around him, but we're around him. Like, we're closer to him than football media that doesn't work in Buffalo anyway. But we're not in the locker room, per se, right? But, you know, we get our info from Sal on that. I feel like if I'm doing this job somewhere else and talking about the NFL, I think I feel like it's Allen's time. He's been knocking on the door. And no, they don't have all the advantages of the one seed and the week off and all the stuff. But I just feel like the way he's played this year, they had a better year than most objective people expected them to have by a couple of wins at least, if not more than that. So it just feels like the control he's playing with mixed with the spectacular. I think I could get myself to, if I were working in Detroit, like, man, that guy this year, it's just his year.
Well, Jackson is the same thing, though.
And I don't know what that is to say. Yeah.
Wouldn't he be the exact same point?
I think yes, except he's already gotten the individual accolades, and Allen hasn't gotten any of that yet, really. I mean, he's gotten to play golf with Aaron Rodgers, but like he's not been the level of star that Lamar has been yet in the league that, you know, that comes with being the MVP twice. So, yes, to a point, yes, but like Lamar's already kind of been crowned, and Allen is okay. Still waiting for some sort of seat, you know, up there.
I like how you put that.
So I don't know. It you know, again, that can be some portion of wishful thinking, but I really think objectively, it just Allen looks like someone who is ready to win it.
I again like how that's put. Jackson has the awards. Can you imagine what it's going to sound like about him if they lose to Pittsburgh? Though, like, he has the awards, but he has not proven himself in the postseason in the way that quarterbacks kind of need to for historical, for legacy stuff. And Allen has not had that issue. Like,
his stats have been tremendous in these playoff games.
He doesn't deserve blame, really. I mean, much, anyway, for their losses relative to Jackson, I think. So he does have, you know, crowned was your word in the sense of the MVPs. But if they lose to the Steelers, all the stuff we hate, all the like just rash judgments, and it's just going to be a field day for Jackson critics. Maybe they won't, but, and I don't know, like if the Bills lose to Denver, perish the thought. Does that happen for Josh Allen? Maybe it depends on what kind of game it is. All right, getting tight in here. Let's go to Noah. Hi, Noah.
Hey, Paul, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you. How you doing?
You're doing great. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Hey, I just had a quick thing here. You know, after the Rams game, I think a lot of Bills fans, including myself, felt this sort of overwhelming sense of deja vu. Typically, when the team is really playing well, that's kind of the only way to beat them. So I actually dug into this, and I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts on it. So I looked up, I omitted 2018 because that team wasn't good. I looked up Bill's record when their defense gives up 24 or more points under Allen. And since 2019, they've been 10-17. On that same measure, Mahomes has been 28-17. That's a huge difference. And, you know, I kind of pinpointed, and once again, might be sort of a vague point. Obviously, defense is important in the NFL. Giving up 24 or more points is never ideal. But to me, it was never really a one-score. I hated that narrative. They can't win one-score games. To me, over the years, it's been these shootout losses that have really costed them, whether or not they're one score or not. And, you know, going back to hope and hoping they kind of break through this year, that Lions game was so important, I think, for them. And actually, you know, looking at these game results, it was actually the first game they've won when giving up, I think, 28 or 29 or more points since 2020. So I just think this team, their Achilles heel over the years, when they've been playing at this level, has been these shootout losses. And to see one go through the hoop against the Lions, I think, is just so important. And, you know, the Rams game is still a possibility out there, and you'd really like to see them be buttoned up, but I think that's just their formula in the Lions game is just going to have to be the way that they're going to win. I mean, these teams' offenses are so good besides ours. Obviously, ours is up there, but you're going to have to go pound for pound, and just to see a game like the Lions, I think, go through the hoop is absolutely critical. And man, I think everyone can agree they're going to have to win a shootout game, maybe even against the Broncos, but definitely Baltimore. So just like your guys' thoughts on that. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling, Noah. Yeah, I mean, everybody's good. Like, I don't know. Like, Denver's been racking up points the back end of the season here. I still would be surprised if they can really put something on the Bills here. So I don't know about this week being that game, but certainly that game is out there for them. Because I think Baltimore or Kansas City, certainly if they run into them, is going to pose a real test to that defense.
We'll talk more about it. 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sam Monson today. Sal Capaccio as well. This is WGR.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.